Yeah, you know, I got like halfway through the joke and I realized there was no coming back from it because I had already set it up wrong. So I just committed.
Welcome to Talking Fail, the podcast that can only grow by absorbing more podcasts. I'm your host this week, Tyler. I have with me my co-host, Will. And I have Ethan.
I forgot it. Yeah. Hi.
sounds about right. And then this week we have Kevin joining us from the Nerdy Things podcast and the Chevron Unlocked podcast. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. I don't know how I can top either of those two with their eloquent introductions of themselves.
We are. It's Always Sunny with two Charlies and no Nelson rating.
And then a third Charlie.
All right. We already have one title submission.
The Wild Car?
No, the third Charlie.
Oh.
I think that's
Is that
new,
like
a new
Buddhist thing? Open up your third Charlie.
I think that's a Will thing and should stay that way.
So it may not come through in the recording, but Ethan sounds like he has done the opposite of a helium balloon. So for us, everything he's saying sounds hilarious, but it may not sound that way for the listeners.
Well, it could your recording could be different, and maybe I'm good at editing and I can tweak your pitch.
So no, everybody's going to hear you exactly as we're
exactly
hearing you.
Yep.
I don't like you adjusting.
Ethan, I tweak you all the
natural
time.
Natural part. I don't like you setting.
All right, but let's keep this clean.
Careful, that's how you lose the ability to breastfeed.
You're the Anna Wintours of podcasting.
Well, Kevin, if we haven't scared you off yet, so tell us what are your shows? A little bit about your shows.
Sure. So the first podcast that I did was actually Chevron Locked, and it was a Stargate rewatch podcast that I was doing with a couple of guys, and one of them fell off the face of the earth. So I resurrected that as the Chevron Unlocked podcast and just re-recorded all the stuff that he hadn't released yet and have moved on since because he's still not responding, despite me sending him several emails with the subject that says, I am pregnant, and then the body of it just says, it's yours. So I've just kind of taken that over, and I'm running with that. And shortly after that, I decided, hey, podcasting is easy. And I started my own with Jules, the human from Texas. And then shortly after that, with one of the guys that I work with, Tim, who, you know, we brought in because he's as nerdy as we are. And we just talk about whatever nerdy crap catches our fancy each week.
Sounds good. I've listened to a few of the Nerdy Things. And I'm actually, now that you've explained the Chevron Locked versus Unlocked thing, makes me feel better because I was like, I've seen it written two different ways. And I'm, am I doing this wrong? Like,
now that
makes sense.
Yeah. No, if you're a Stargate fan, if you're watching through again or whatever, Chevron Unlocked, the podcast stream, has everything from Chevron Locked duplicated in it because I back up everything and sort of stole all of the files from Chevron Locked that I still have access to. So whatever, we're good.
Oh, nice. I don't know about the other guys, but I'm a big fan of Stargate and all the series that were connected to it. So.
Yeah, me too.
I'll check that out.
Good. Yeah, awesome.
Oh, yeah. Is this SG-1? Or I don't even know what you would call spinoffs, the different timelines.
Yeah, so we started with watching SG-1. Actually, we started with watching the Stargate movie.
Yeah, you got to
start
there.
But our recording of that was miserable because, sorry, I didn't mean to swear. Yes, I did. Because I didn't have a good mic and we were just terrible people. And so we lost that recording.
We've intentionally lost a few of ours as well.
Yeah, there was a fire. It was awful. But I have since got a new mic and some confidence. And we've started with SG1. I actually have a timetable laid out for the next like 2.5 years, where eventually we're going to intersperse Atlantis when they start to cross over.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And then Stargate Universe, and try to keep everything in chronological order, and watch the movies and just kind of get through everything, and hopefully, you know, work in the new Stargate Origins 10-minute web series when they release that.
Yeah, is there any, like, I think I've read a little bit about the Origin thing, and I'm just like, it's not SG-1 or any, it didn't seem like it's really, really connected to the rest of the series.
Yes and no. So basically what we know about Origins now is that it's going to connect the woman from the Stargate movie, Catherine Langford, mm-hmm. who was also in a couple of episodes of SG-1, and sort of what happened to her before SG-1 came on the scene. So it's like they found the gate in 1928 in a dig in Giza. And then we know that a year later, the gate was brought over to the U.S. And we don't know much more beyond that. So there is some story there, but it basically is going to try to give us a story and give us a bad guy. And the gate will definitely open, but she, for some reason, won't remember it. And I'm waiting to see if that's, you know, awful or good writing. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
So okay. Which one's better, Atlantis or Universe?
Atlantis.
Boy.
Yeah. Hands down.
It's got Jason Mimosa in it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Carl Dragon from Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm one of the few people who, like, I enjoyed Universe for what it was trying to do, but it didn't get to tell its complete story.
Yeah, and no, I'm going
to
stop you
it
there.
It was definitely trying to be... There were tons of things that shouldn't be in Stargate that were in that show.
What it was trying to do was apparently summon Captain Planet with the first couple of episodes, because they had a problem with air, they had a problem with water, they just needed a fire, which I think they had, and what, Earth and Heart, and they could have summoned him and saved the day. Because that was the whole premise of those episodes, were like, hey... we don't have enough of, and then they just like pulled a name out of a hat, and that was the first 4 episodes of that show.
But they were good on food, right?
Now that you mentioned it, watching the first couple episodes felt like watching somebody's Minecraft playthrough in the first couple days. It's like, you always skip those.
Guys, they flew a spaceship into the sun. That was pretty cool.
And now we don't have enough food.
But that's why we have sunrise.
Fly it into the food sun and recharge the food meters.
Right. I mean, that's pretty much the writing of that show.
Which I think their parallel is another chevron.
We'll just
I guess.
Keep
like,
chevrons.
Isn't that your...
The ninth chevron.
Like if the Irish could release new clovers... Oh man, 4. Four is losing popularity. What do we do?
Have you been watching Dark Matter? Because it's not connected, but it's made by a lot of the same people.
No, spiritual sequel.
Yeah,
Malozzi. Yep. Yeah, I have been. They even had a lot of the actors, David Hewlett, and whoever that was that played Weir. I forget her name.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that is another fantastic show. I can't wait for that.
I feel like I think that's what they were really trying to do, or did a better job of doing what they were wanting to do with Universe, with trying to have a serialized show. So.
Yeah, I mean, they just failed Universe pretty hard when it was completely cut off from everything else. There was really no reason that the show had to be that. They could have done more of like a Star Trek type of thing where they get in trouble, but they do have backup. It's just not always there.
Yeah. All right. My last thing about Stargate that I'll talk about. What do you think about Roland Emmerich wanting to kind of reboot the whole franchise and wipe away the TV shows that he wasn't involved with?
You know what? I have a problem with creators, artists that do that type of BS. You know what? You made something and it was good. Mm-hmm. And then other people took it and made it better. And you've got 20 years of fans falling in love with it. You've got 17 seasons of TV shows dedicated to it. You've got literally like 23, 30 books about it. Lean into that. Like you had something good and other people have shown you how good what you had was. Instead of taking it and saying, nope, I hate it, which he has said, he hates the fans, he hates the shows, and rebooting it for money because, quite frankly, it's not his story to tell anymore, and I don't care what he says it isn't. Don't George Lucas this. Don't give me the prequels. Don't ruin, in that case, 207 novels that expand your universe but have stayed away from the prequel era because they knew you were going to come in and mess it up, and then you did it even worse in a way that just thumbed its nose at all the fans. Don't do that. So I got problems with that, and I'm picky, I'm nerdy, and I'm whatever, but that's my stance.
I got problems with anyone trying to get rid of Jason Momoa from the history of that show.
Yeah, come on. Everybody needs a little Aquaman.
But yeah, I mean, it feels like Roland is, you know, he brought some toys to the playground and some other kids played with the toys and had fun with it. And then now he wants his toys back because he's the only one that's allowed to play with his toys.
You know what? When the first movie didn't do as well as they hoped, they took the idea for the sequel and made Independence Day. And so, you know what? Mm-hmm. You did something else with the idea. Move on. Like, your first idea, it failed hard enough that they had to reboot you. And then someone else was like, no, there's a kernel in here, and took it and made a TV show that lasted 10 years and had two spinoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Do something else. You know, you don't have to go back and make it three movies because everybody's doing a trilogy and everybody's doing a shared universe and everybody's doing this and that. I'm glad the sequel to Independence Day failed hard enough to cancel the Stargate reboot.
Yeah.
I feel like that all came full circle.
Just like a Stargate.
Whoa. Mind blown.
I don't know if
you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go.
You guys
please.
Hear about that big swimming pool that they just installed in Houston?
Oh. Way too soon.
Wow.
I heard it sucks because everybody's just getting out of line.
What?
No, wait. What? No, hold on. Let me. The line's so long, it's leading out of Texas.
You want to try a third time?
Somebody stop me. I don't even know what that reference is from. I pulled somebody's reference that I saw today. Just used it with no contextual assistance.
So Ethan, you're saying you watched The Mask today?
Or you've never seen The Mask?
No, I watched a video of somebody referencing The Mask today and now know that they were referencing that movie. Thank you, Tyler. I referenced what I knew to be a reference and only that.
Kevin?
It's like getting something tattooed in Japanese, but also not knowing what the tattoo artist thought it said.
Oh, it says dumb white American every time.
Well, at least it's close to what I wanted. I didn't want the every time at the end.
Kevin, now it's still not too late to just bail. If you, we already plugged your show, so
that's all I need.
This is going to be just a 20-minute episode. Okay, Will, did you have something you're going with?
I wanted to ask you guys, what would be your plan if we were in the flood?
I don't know. I mean, like, how soon is too soon to just start hijacking, you know, going?
Raping?
I was going to say raiding, but...
Oh.
I'm going to stay out of this as much as I can.
I need to just find a new topic to get us on, because and this is how it goes every time.
Fantastic. Good to see we've reached status quo so quickly.
See, this is why we need Archer to bring up random subjects that he finds on the internet.
Kevin, what do you know about Oculus Touch?
Is that the new sex thing that they're putting out? I don't know anything about this.
It's not just us, Archer. It's not just us. I was trying to bring back this topic, and I am validated.
I have never heard of this, and believe me, I put together all the nerdy news I can find for our website.
Neither had we, and guess what? We didn't learn a thing about it either.
Great. Yeah.
I was actually hoping that this is when we talk about it, but...
Now we have to explain it on to everybody. The Oculus Touch are like motion controllers for the Oculus Rift VR.
With haptic feedback.
Yeah. So
cool.
Way back, I don't even know if we actually released the episode. Like, that's how far back it was. We joked about, or Arthur brought up the Oculus Touch. And we basically just kept riffing on how the name reminded us of other things, like it just did. It just happened. And then we never actually got to talk about it. And it has since become... Thank you, Ethan. I was unclear.
Pretty sure. We got that. Thank you.
It was unclear before, and now it's very clear.
I'm pretty sure at some point I mentioned don't... try and market a kid's version of this because no one wants to buy the Oculus Kids Touch. Oculus Touch Kids, don't buy it.
One size fits.
Nope, we're not doing this. We're not doing this.
Nope. And hard left turn.
I was thinking a VR harness. Like,
this is going to be
a child. I'm trying to describe how not bad it is, but I'm realizing you can't do that.
Nope.
You just said child harness, so I think it's pretty bad.
Oh, no, I meant like an aliens. Remember when she's fighting the queen? Like one of those, a kid size. That's what I was thinking.
And the queen was trying to get the child?
Hey, I don't use those words, but it
gives a whole new dynamic to the whole Aliens movie.
The alien is a predator, and Sigourney Weaver is just someone trying to save a kid.
God.
Aliens. Wait, no, Predators.
They already made an Alien versus Predator movies.
I don't think we've ever...
Isn't that joke an immigrant versus a Catholic pastor?
Why? Well, how?
Alien versus Predator? I saw this somewhere. This isn't my bad joke.
It sounds like it might be, and...
I saw one that was a picture of Michael Jackson with E.T.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But was it E.T. dressed up? Was it...
No.
Oh.
Nope. It was Alien versus Predator.
See, Ethan, that's how you do it. That's how you do it.
I don't know why you're still trying to justify, like, it's my bar is here. It's okay to just not like certain people.
Ethan.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, damn it.
I don't think we've ever had to, like, give up on a podcast with a guest. This is a first.
Well, you I think usually when we give have up a... on me, but this is my first time on an episode with a guest.
I'm not your dad, Ethan.
I have to God pick him up that. From the airport in 2 hours. This is a weird way to let me know that he doesn't care.
Isn't he on the different time zone?
No. The different time
That'd
zone.
That'd be awkward. Are you still on the other time zone?
The other one? There's only two of them?
I used to not live where I live. That's the backstory.
You've always lived where you've lived. Just spoiler alert.
So what would you guys do to prepare for the nuclear holocaust if you were in Japan?
Build up a tolerance to toxic waste by probably going through.
Or listening to this podcast.
Well, I was going to make that joke, but went, man, I don't want to be too self-deprecating.
At this point, Ethan, all we have is self-deprecating.
You know, do what you're good at.
We suck.
Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
I should follow Something like my that. Dreams.
That's good advice.
Of podcasting full time. Support us on Patreon.
Make Ethan's dream come true.
I mean, on a positive note, I bought a drone, so at least I'll have that going for me when we all die in nuclear holocaust.
Yay! Oh, you can shoot down the nuke with your drone. You can just fly it straight into the tip of the nuke.
No, I bought one of the little tiny whoops that's like 2 inches wide. This thing is awesome. It's got the first person camera on it, and I'm gonna crash it into someone's face. Like that's my bucket list with it.
My sister and her husband, they got for Christmas last year this really nice drone where you can connect it to your phone. It's got a built-in, you know, it's got the camera. We can watch it and all that. And we took it out to a field, like a park, where there's absolutely nothing. And we were taking turns flying it. And every single time I flew the thing, I crashed it and like destroyed one or more of the propellers. And he was just constantly replacing it. And I'm I'm trying to do super simple stuff, like just land it and just
like on a table.
Yeah. And it would just explode as soon as it touched anything. And it was like, I got to the point where I destroyed all of their propellers. But
at least you got to the point where you could destroy their propellers, because the last time there was a drone anywhere near a member of my family, my brother took it outside. The second he got it, turned it on, and it took off into the woods, and we never found it.
Freedom!
That was the
last time my family was near a drone. I heard about it on Al Jazeera.
The third time of crashing the drone and destroying all the propellers, I was like, how much did those propellers cost? And he was like, a pack was like $10. And I was like, okay, well, here's $20. I'm sorry. I'm never going to fly your drone again. I promise to never touch your drone again.
I flew it about the same number of times.
And the Air Force discharged him.
Did, and I never crashed it once.
Yeah, he was great.
I did a thing where I landed it in my brother-in-law's hand. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Didn't crash it, though.
Yeah, I plan on bringing mine to work and definitely like work on getting fired.
Well, what's...
What are you doing? I'm working on what you're about to see.
No, I'm commission sales, so I'm just going to like sit in the back room and buzz customers or, I don't know, figure something out.
He doesn't work at Chick-fil-A anymore. He never said why.
Oh, his chicken finger was too small.
Oh, man.
Excuse me, I wanted a 4-pack, not a 4-inch.
Oh, man.
Oh, Ethan, you're so generous.
I'd kill for 4-inch.
It's so chewy.
I'm more like a nugget than a finger.
Something, something McRib.
What?
I don't know.
I had one of my own McRibs removed like Marilyn Manson did.
I don't think... Was that actually... I don't even know why we're going there. Never mind.
That's an urban legend, like the fact that he's Screech's brother.
That would be funny.
I can't believe he's Screech's brother. That's cool.
Yeah.
I never knew that fact.
Yes, totally fact. 100%.
You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
What's a Manson?
I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
It's like a Monroe, only different.
I love her.
Then you'll love Manson.
Can't handle me at my worst, don't deserve me at my best.
It's going to break his heart to tell him that she died.
Manson?
Yep.
Yep.
Charles Manson. Charlie.
Good old Chuck.
Well, Kevin, I promised I wouldn't keep you much past an hour. And so we've pretty much hit that mark. So we should probably wrap up the show. I know it's late for you, and this is torture for all of us. So.
Yeah, that's rude. I thought he was doing great, and I really enjoyed his having him.
Well, he's doing great. He's.
I don't know why you're having such a bad time. I'm sorry, like, Kevin.
I'm probably going to ask him if he wants to come on again when you're not on, and maybe take over hosting duties or something. But that's after you hang up.
Him, me, and Tyler did great this episode.
I would come back.
Yeah, many apologies. This is one of the worst ones we've ever done.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to be here for this. Kevin, where can people find you and your probably better shows?
Sure. So I can always be reached at either nerdythingspod@gmail.com, at nerdyties, or at nerdythingspod on Twitter. And you can find me at nerdythingspod.com.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail, and you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps.
You know what I'd do if I won the lottery? I'd use it to have sex with your mom. And what would I do with the other $1 million left over? I don't know. Probably invest it.
See, I feel like that joke would be better if you'd set it up that it was $1 million that you won instead of just leaving it nebulous and then winding up with $1 million, because I'm wondering what you had to start.
You know, hindsight is 20/20.
2020 is actually not that good for vision. So, yeah, I can see that.